The verbal wrangling began from the start. Gianforte questioned the integrity of the Bullock administration, pointing out the incumbent's use of the state airplane, and called him a career politician. Bullock responded by calling Gianforte an out-of-state millionaire who shut the gate on river access and outsourced jobs overseas. When a question was asked about Gianforte's claim he's a job creator, Bullock pounced. He said a Forbes article noted, Gianforte's company took outsourcing to a new level.
Even Greg Gianforte, in an investor call, said one of the biggest drivers of our business is outsourcing. His former chief financial officer said that the model really was to eliminate employees and you could outsource overseas using a new technology service platform. He can't deny that jobs that he certainly could have put in Montana, that he outsourced engineering jobs to Armenia, service jobs to India.
I'm glad you brought up that Forbes article.
Gianforte did say the article pointed out the company did take outsourcing to a new level.
And what they were referring to, that article doesn't mention foreign jobs at all. What they're referring to is that through our technologies, major corporations all over the world, American Express, Sony, Motorola, and others, outsource their customer service technology to a little company in Bozeman, Montana, and we created jobs here.
He said he and his wife are proud of that. Gianforte charged, Bullock is a career politician.
Who will say or do anything and is willing to villainize success for his own political gain.
Bullock returned to his talking points later in the close, after he said, Montanans are working and the economy is strong. And he circled back to paint Gianforte as an advocate for the wealthy.
He's written more than $3 million of checks to try to buy this election. Montana's not for sale. Not our public lands, not our resources, not our education system, and not our state capital.
In response, Gianforte said Montana needs more high-wage jobs and integrity back in state government. And he didn't apologize for putting his own money into his campaign.
This is your decision, not mine, but I'm putting myself forward. I have clearly said I will not take any special interest money in this campaign, just those of individuals. And I have put my own resources in it because I love this state.
This was the final gubernatorial debate of the fall campaign season. It was sponsored by the MTN Television Network and broadcast live Saturday night. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.